Hi, and welcome to this Work Horizons podcast. I'm June Hogan. I'm a partner at Work Horizons, and I'm joined by Rob Ball, who is one of the founders and directors of Work Horizons. We've got a 20-minute podcast lined up for you, where Rob will take you through some of the background, some of the why, the how, and the when Work Horizons was established, how the business works, who it's designed to help, some of our progress so far, and the vision for the future. We'll also talk about how associates fit into the business model and some of the benefits of being part of the Work Horizons community. So I'll hand over to Rob, who'll talk more to you about the Work Horizons business, and then I'll come back onto the podcast later towards the end to talk to you more about benefits of being an associate.
Thanks, June, and hello. A couple of years ago, I was discussing with a lady named Dr. Anita Pickerton a number of our clients we had as coaches, and discussing their issues. And what we saw was there were a lot of issues around people who are looking to return to the workplace. So some examples of that would be parents for whom the children are now school age and they're thinking about going back into the workplace. It might be older people who were convinced they wanted to retire but now realize they've got a lot more to offer. It might be carers who've been looking after elderly relatives, but now, sadly, in one regard, they're available to go back. And these were a group of people with a whole number of issues, and it varied, of course, but there were issues around confidence, around skills, around just knowing where they wanted to get to. So we got this group and we were wondering how we could more broadly help them. And it's great to do it on a one-to-one basis, but how can we impact more widely? And of course, as the conversation developed, we realized that there were other people as well. So for example, the unemployed. There's research from Deloitte's which says that 80% of people who are in a job are frustrated in that job. They don't enjoy it. They might not hate it, but they don't enjoy it. It's that benign, I turn up, I do my work, and at the end of the week or the end of the month, they pay me. And a further group were those people who are about to be made redundant, who feel thoroughly under threat. The potential is that they lose their job, and has other ramifications. It might be about family, it might be about house, mortgage, lots of different issues there. So we were looking for this solution, and the answer we came up with was a subscription membership online site, which people could then access 24/7. To facilitate that, we set up a business called Work Horizons. And we were joined by two colleagues who were in a mastermind group with Anita and myself, Philip Jones, who's a marketer and has created the whole website, and Ralph Savage, who is a finance director, accountant, and professionally a business advisor helping new startups. So the important point from that for me is that we didn't think, let's start a business together. Oh, what shall we do? Actually, the business was the solution to the issue. It's a different way of thinking about being in business. So what is the product? As I say, it's a subscription membership site. Typical members pay £30 per month, although there's no limit there. We haven't set a minimum time that people have to be members. It could be literally 1 month. And it's broken into four themes. The first is how to find purpose and meaning in your life. What would bring some level of substance to your life so that rather than just get out of bed in the morning, you bounce out of bed in the morning? And a lot of the research around the reasons people are frustrated, don't enjoy their jobs, is because they don't see the real value of it. They don't work for companies which have got a great ethos or great products, they have to work, and that's completely legitimate. But couldn't it be that much better? Obviously, when you know what it is you want to do, you either need to find a job or to start a business to fulfill that. And the next two sections reflect on both of those. And a lot of the stuff about job hunt, you could Google and you can find out how to write a CV or prepare for an interview, but we believe we bring a lot more to it. The fourth element, and one which is overlooked a lot, is so you've started something new, a new job, a new business. How do you survive and then thrive within that? So when asked, is this unique? And of course, everything's unique in its way. And I think people are actually asking, is this highly differentiated? I would say it is for three reasons. As I just referred, you know, where else would you find a section talking about purpose and meaning? Where else do you find survive and thrive, which is fundamental? Getting a job or starting a business is only the end of that part of the whole sequence. And then there's the depth. And so when you're thinking about moving, getting a new job, or looking for a pay rise, what is it that would convince the employer? And there's a series of articles, and I only use this as an example, series of articles on the site around how to justify your salary. And it emanated really from last year, 2018. Denise Coates, the CEO of Bet365, it's estimated her package was worth £265 million. How does she justify that? But there's a broader question, which is, how do any of us justify what we're paid? And so the series of articles have 25 criteria, not all of which is applicable to everyone, but 25 criteria for the individual to either support them, their own self-esteem by realizing they're doing a good job, to prepare for interview by being able to say, this is how I add value, or to go in and ask the boss for a pay rise, and it does work. Rather than just go in and say, I work very hard, actually, this is the value I add. So Work Horizons actually went live in February 2018. The website was up and we were beta testing. And we launched in January, formally launched in January 2019. Now, that was a long period where we did test the thing thoroughly. We had many, many members. It was partly caused by, sadly, the passing of Anita Pickerton. So of the four original founders of the business, there's now three of us. We are highly fired up, not just because of Anita's passing, but because we believe we have something really, really worthwhile. And now we have to grow and spread. Since we launched, I think there are three major themes we've been developing. One of which is we have now a non-exec chairman, ex-HR director, Rover Group, Tube Lines, Fox's Biscuits, a very broad background. We have created, signed an agreement, a partnership with Westfield Health and Wellness. And it's all about mental wellness. And we've talked about groups of people who could well struggle. Somebody being made redundant could easily have a lot of stress issues. That waking in 4 o'clock in the middle of the night, worried about all the things that are happening. Well, the package with Westfield Health gives that individual access to a phone line, even in the middle of the night. It gives them access to mental health professionals. Indeed, it gives them access to a GP 24/7. And now we're spreading the number of affiliates that we have around the country. And so we have people from the west of Scotland down to the Kent countryside. People who actually don't work for us, but see that the membership site can add value to their clients. Now, I want to emphasize at this point that people getting involved with us do not have to give us any money. It's not a franchise. They don't get licensed, but they get 25% of the revenue. If they do nothing with it, they get no money. On the other hand, if they do go out there and refer people to us, they can make quite a lot of money. One of the benefits we're hearing from our associates is it can be quite isolated being a consultant or a coach, and they feel part of something again. It's that team ethos. They like our principles, and one of the key principles is we are not a corporate entity. We do not sit micromanaging our affiliates. We want people to step up, have ideas, get out there, use the thing to best effect. So we have coaches who, for example, add it to their offering. So they say to their clients, yep, this is my fee, but if we add 30 quid a month, you've got backup, you've got reinforcement. 24/7, you can work at your own pace. I mean, in essence, Work Horizons, the core membership site, is a career development tool. The difference between the tool and a one-to-one coach, the biggest thing is it doesn't hold the individual to account. They have to take personal responsibility. We're getting a lot of uptake, a lot of traction around outplacement. I've talked about redundancy a couple of times. And now more thoughtful companies are using Work Horizons as an outplacement tool. Outplacement can be very, very expensive, many thousands of pounds. If an organization purchases 12 months membership for the person being affected, it's only £360. So it's financially feasible for a lot of organizations, and they don't feel like they're abandoning them. Most managers are compassionate. They have to make people redundant, but it's not done in a random way. They want to be professional, and they want to be thoughtful, and they want to be seen by the people who are retained as being thoughtful. Following a major redundancy exercise, the research says that in the following year, 30% of the people who've been retained, the people who the organization really need, leave. So let's try and build a picture that actually it's still a good company, which has had, unfortunately, had to take some difficult decisions. So outplacement, coaching packages, we can build it into team development packages. I mean, as an organization, we have a lot of experience, and we do make a lot of additional offerings to organizations, existing and potential. It's a real chance for us to grow our profile and for us to make an impact on a lot of people who really, really need it. So our associates broadly at the moment fall into three, as I said, coaches, HR consultants, and recruitment agencies. Recruitment agencies receive a lot of people who come in to their office and say, I'm thinking of moving, what's available? And they haven't got the time to spend discussing with the individual whether they really, really, really want to move or where they really want to go to. And by referring them to Work Horizons, they do that part of the process. And of course, they also, if they use the site well, will be thoroughly prepared for when they do go through interview a selection process. So the site has a range of articles, videos, questionnaires, templates, all designed to help the individual be thoroughly, thoroughly prepared, not just for the process, but for their future. We as a country need more productivity. If you listen to the Chancellor of the Exchequer, he talks about productivity all the while. And quite rightly talks about digital infrastructure, road infrastructure. But imagine if people were actually motivated in their work, if they produced 10% more. The 80% who don't enjoy their job in the right slot could be making a huge impact. We're looking for people as associates who are professional, are skilled, but who buy into this idea that we can make an impact. Yes, we can make some money at the same time, and we all have bank managers, and that's really important. But we can help some people. And as coaches and HR professionals, isn't that what we really want to do? So we're hoping that we can spread ourselves across the country. We can bring in a wide, wide range of people and talents. We don't have a prescription. We do not have a list of characteristics, except for enthusiasm. So I very much hope that you'll consider what we've got. Look at the website, which not surprisingly is workhorizons.com, and get in touch. I mean, I'd love to have the conversation. I'd love to answer any questions. And perhaps more importantly, love to receive ideas, ways that we can improve, ways that we can apply ourselves. So that's a very, very quick whiz through exactly what it's about. Thank you for listening to me.
Thanks, Rob. That was a really useful overview and kind of whistle-stop tour of all things Work Horizons, and fantastic to listen to all the progress that's been made in just a few months. So as Rob said, just to summarise for you on some of the benefits of joining the Work Horizons community, there's an opportunity to be part of a team, there's an opportunity to contribute. One of the benefits is that on the Work Horizons website, we have a team page where everybody who's part of the community has their photo. They will have a profile, links to their own website, and there's the opportunity to contribute with articles and content, which again are all credited back to you to help raise the profile of your individual business. And one of the points to mention is that your clients remain your clients. Work Horizons is not in the business of wanting to interfere with your own practice. So if you refer members through to Work Horizons, they will absolutely remain your clients 100%. Work Horizons is hoping to gain some larger corporate business. And if that's the case, then one of the things we would do is then look to our community of associates, see geographically who's out there, see where people's availability is, and look to involve our associates based on their skills in some of those larger projects. So it is a two-way street from that perspective. And as Rob said, it's a great community. It's flexible. It's creative. It's very relaxed. It is absolutely not a corporate environment. People are free to do whatever they wish with the product, to offer it as a complimentary tool, to offer it to existing clients, to new clients, and really just to have it as something that's an addition to your business and your practice. So I hope that what you've heard has been interesting. And as Rob said, we'd love to hear more from you. So do get in touch. All the details are on the email. And one of us will reach out to you over the coming weeks and see if that's something that we want to work together on. So thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. And hope to speak to you soon.